Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. How long was the day of creation? Now, the word day, translated from the Hebrew word yom, Y-O-M, has different meanings. There is a day as opposite to night, light opposed to darkness. A day is a division of time, like a working day, a day's journey, or maybe a day of the month. Scripture speaks of the day of the Lord, and that, of course, has reference to His coming. It can even mean an age, or as one advanced in years and aged, and even a dispensation. It can even mean indefinite eons of time. It is used to describe periods of time, as the day of steam engines or the day of the horse and buggy. But we usually think of day in terms of a 24-hour solar day, the time that the earth goes around the sun. Now, which was it in Genesis chapter 1? Well, first, why do we even ask? Why is it important? Well, it has to do, friend, with the truthfulness of the Bible. Is the creation account a fantasy, a myth, a fable? Is it just poetry? Is it only figurative? Or is it an actual historical, literal, inspired revelation? Now, the traditional understanding has been that the day of Genesis means a 24-hour day. But some have challenged that. Some say day is just poetry. They contend that Genesis is simply God telling us that created the universe, not how long it took for Him to do it. Of course, if that's all there was, that could have been said in less than 10 words, not more than 2 chapters in Genesis and elsewhere. The hard fact is that there is nothing in the account in the context of Genesis to make day mean long periods of time. Long days, why, that's the wish of skeptics, not the result of linguistic evidence, not the result of scientific evidence. Now, to contend for day to mean more than a 24-hour day would demand something that simply does not harmonize with Scripture. But, of course, to contend that day is a 24-hour day, that would demand the miraculous. And let us be reminded that there be those who approach the Bible already having determined in their own mind they would deny anything miraculous. So is it any wonder that they give the word day a different meaning than the 24 hours? They have to redefine the word to fit their theories. Now, a 24-hour day would affirm the reality of God, and of course some don't want to do that. Some prefer atheism, no authority, no accountability, no right, no wrong, no reason for anything. Some, desiring to be thought scholarly, are willing to compromise with the atheistic unbeliever. Now, the 24-hour day gives biblical credibility, and that is the last thing the so-called wise men of our day would ever allow. Now, the 24-hour day contradicts the false hypothesis of the Darwinian evolutionary theory, because that theory demands long, indefinite eons of time. And we state emphatically that the doctrine of organic evolution is propagated by skeptics as a lie. It's propagated as a fact, but it's not a fact. It's an unscientific, philosophical theory, a logically inconsistent theory, a self-contradictory theory. Why any so-called believer would want to compromise the truth of the Bible to embrace evolution is just without justification. But we're well aware that evolution is taught as a proving fact. But this is a case of a lie being taught as the truth. Evolution contradicts facts. It contradicts itself. A fact is a demonstrable, observable, empirical evidence, and there's no evidence for the evolutionary theory. That theory is anti-God. It's the prime platform for the most hideous and anti-human doctrines that one can imagine. and that is the doctrine of humanism. Therefore, how long the day of Genesis is of importance, because it has to do with the credibility of the Bible. Now, confusion arises over it, not because we cannot know, and not because we cannot understand, but because truth is rejected, and false doctrine is taught instead. Now, there be some who wish to compromise and try to harmonize evolution with Scripture. And this effort is called theistic evolution. And it takes several forms, but all the forms of theistic evolution end up on the same trash heap of error. Some have attempted to have God and evolution both. Compromise is impossible, friend. If the Genesis record is correct, evolution is false. If evolution is true, then the Bible is false without any credibility whatsoever. Now, atheistic evolutionists, they don't care about the Bible. They don't care about the day. They deny it all. But the theistic evolutionists, they're the ones who try to compromise and have both. And they are the ones that cloud the meaning of the word day. Now, we have irrefutable evidences for believing the day to be literal, historical, 24-hour day. Let me tell you about those. If God wanted to tell us that the creation took six literal 24-hour days, would he have had to say something differently than what is said in the Genesis record? Again, if each day had an evening and morning, a light and darkness like our days, why, wouldn't that be a natural 24-hour day? And that's exactly what Genesis says. If days mean long periods of time, we have a problem with botany because vegetation would not have survived the long periods of darkness. In the book of Exodus, we have explicitly stated that it took 6 days, and the Sabbath day was a day that symbolized the seventh day, and that was a literal 24-hour day. You see, the word yom, linguistics tell us that when it's used with a numeral, it always means a 24-hour day. Well, that's the way it's used in Genesis. Days, plural, refer to 24 hours over and over again. Skeptics used to laugh at the long life of man. Now, you just take a look at the life man would have if it's longer than 24 hours. Some say it means ages or eons. Well, if that's true, Adam was created the sixth day, and he lived the seventh day. That would be for an eon period of time. And he could not have been driven from the garden until the eighth day, and that's some time again. Why, Adam would have lived thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And still they laugh at the age of Adam. How inconsistent. When the day ended, friend, God saw that what he saw was good. If eras are included in the day, those eras would include death and decay and calamity and earthquakes, volcanoes, storms, floods, all of that. How could that be called good? Those things that came after the creation, that was when the creation was completed, and yet all of this havoc comes afterwards. Jesus, however, and the writers of the Old and New Testaments considered the Genesis record to be historical. They spoke of them as being historical. Are we to think that our modern-day so-called experts know more about it than they did? Would you rather trust Christ or the so-called whiz kids who flip-flop from day to day from their theories? Furthermore, if it took God billions of years to create the world, why did he say he did it in 6 days? Why, the whole idea that day means anything except a 24-hour day, it's just a desire to repudiate the Bible. There's no truth or substance or evidence to back up that kind of contention. Some always want the Bible to bow before the theories of unbelieving men, theories that, by the way, are ever-changing, repeatedly proven to be fallacious. We wonder why they never consider making the theories of men bow before the unimpeachable revelation of God and that has been substantiated time and time again. Do you suppose the skeptics and the compromisers have a bias in what they're trying to say? Do you really think they seek the truth above everything else? Now, friend, it's useless to compromise the Word of God with an unproven, unprovable, unscientific, anti-scientific hypothesis that runs contrary to the evidence and is nothing but a philosophical doctrine that's intended to discount God. The Bible, the morality, law, man's spirit, heaven, hell, the deity of Christ, they all want to deny that. Therefore, they have to find some way to deny Scripture. There's no reason the Christian must assume that theistic evolution is anything to be admired or believed. No scientific fact, no proven demonstrable truth has to be denied to accept the historical, literal, inspired account of a 24-hour Genesis day of creation. The language of the text is simple, and it's clear. Honest exegesis cannot read anything else out of these verses other than a 24-hour day. There's not the slightest indication that this record is to be regarded as poetry or just an allegory or anything of that nature. It's to be believed just as it is written. That's the way the Lord Jesus read it and understood it. The language that is of the normal speech, inspired of God, it should be taken at face value. The unbiased reader will understand as he reads. There's no rhyme or reason to take it any other way. Friend, when we come to the matter of creation of this world, the skeptic's great so-called scientific explanation amounts to nothing more than this. It just happened. Now, they don't believe their wristwatch just happened. They don't believe their automobile just happened. They don't believe the house that they live in just happened. They know that it took a designer. They know that it took intelligence to bring that into being. But here they think this entire universe, well, somewhere or another, from nothing came something, and it exploded, and here we are. It just happened. No more scientific evidence than that really behind it all. Now, friend, either the biblical record is true or the Bible is folly. Are you ready to set aside the Scripture and replace it with the so-called wisdom of these self-professed scholars who live in a degenerate and immoral age that are constantly changing what they have to say and what they think? Well, that's not going to be for me. I'm going to side with the evidence that shows that there is a design, that show that God created, that God revealed to man that he's not only the creator, but the time span that he occupied to bring all things into being. You see, this long day faith is destructive. God will take due recompense on those who promote false doctrines and who would negate his revelation. So we simply urge one and all, simply take God at his word. God has always been true to his word. In every theme we find from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22:21, we can rely upon it, because the word of God endureth forever. And thy word is truth, Jesus said, and we can depend upon it. Yes, the length of day of the creation day of Genesis was simply like our own day. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.